You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day on the phone line from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Things here have been cold. They were quite cold last night. I'm wondering whether it will stay that way.
You know, it will, although there will be some modest moderation in temperature here at the end of the week. The overall trend that we're seeing on our long-range charts for the rest of this month sure looks cold. And we've got a big reason for that. We've got a big area of warm water up in the Gulf of Alaska that's going to favor high pressure just off the west coast, and another area of high pressure in the North Atlantic. And that's like two bookends. It kind of keeps the cold, stormy weather out of Canada from really going anywhere else but south. So this is going to end up being a very cold month for most of the nation. This includes the Corn Belt, but especially the Northern Plains, Northern Rockies, Great Lakes.
Okay, so it will be cold. I would prefer it not to be snowy, if that's the case. What are the possibilities?
Pretty good. I think the probably the worst weather is where this coldest air is going to meet some of the more moist air in the southern and southeast and mid-Atlantic states, kind of like what we have seen so far this week. But I do suspect that the systems that we see coming between now, Christmas week, and up into New Year probably will bring opportunities for the Corn Belt and Midwest to see some snow. This is a pattern that probably will take us right into the new year.
I say I would prefer not to see the snow, but wheat producers certainly would prefer to have snow on a dormant crop so that we don't end up with winter kill, especially if we have really bitter cold temperatures. Do you see a problem for them at all?
I do see a concern there because this most recent Arctic air mass that came in this past week rivals some of the Arctic outbreaks in the late 80s, early 90s, even go back into the early 80s. To where we had many temperature records broken, not only just for the date, but some all-time records in some areas. So with that already happening this early in December, the odds of it happening again before the winter's over is pretty good. So getting snow cover is going to be important.
I know it's difficult, but when you get into January or sometime late in December, do you see any change?
Well, I tell you, that is a real big debate right now in the long-range forecasting community because we're getting conflicting signals. We're getting some signals that January could have, well, a classic January thaw for many areas of the nation. But there's also some indications that the pattern that we're currently in could be very stubborn and hard to break. And if that's the case, at least the first part of January may be a continuation of this cold.
Turn your attention to the southern hemisphere for me, please.
Well, that's the place to go if you want better weather, although portions of Australia did see snow this weekend at the start of their summer season. You know, conditions right now in South America are looking pretty good, Brazil in particular, and Argentina as well, at least here in the next 5 days. A favorable weather pattern there with temperatures not far from normal and precipitation close to those normal amounts as well.
And just as you look across the whole of the growing season there so far, are they back into pretty good condition, do you believe?
From right now, from what I'm seeing, yes. I think we'll need to be watching for maybe some dry areas in Australia. That'd be one area to watch.
Okay, thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day Jr. is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Don't forget to visit with us tonight in Mount Vernon at the Farm Credit Services building for one of our Will Ag Outlook panels. Registration starts at 5:30. Come on in. Supper is at 6, and 6:45 we'll begin our Will Ag panel. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.